All right, guys, another born-again Christian has just been convicted for silently praying outside of an abortion clinic in the United Kingdom. Also, in the United Kingdom, a preacher of the gospel stands up and declares what the Bible says about genders. He gives his opinion of Islam and is arrested. All this in the United Kingdom. The question is this the future of what's coming to America? And have we been warned about this? That's what we're going to cover in today's podcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines. It is Friday, October the 18th, 2024. We welcome you to the podcast. We got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to keep this kind of short, but we got a lot to cover. If you would, can you help us out? Hit that like button. Help us get eyes on this program. Get eyes on this particular podcast. This helps us get the message out and gets it out there across these platforms. And it's easy to do. It only takes a couple seconds to do that. Again, hit that like button. And take it a step further. Hit the subscribe button and hit that bell notification for you guys on YouTube and Rumble. And, of course, we welcome you guys on Apple and Spotify as well. Now, guys, I want to take you we're going to watch a video. This is a blast from the past, I guess you could say. I'm going to take you back. This was over a year ago, and this started happening in the United Kingdom, and I'm going to show you how this is not going away, and it's going to continue to happen. Again, this is from Fox News. I want to show you this video and listen what they're talking about here, and we'll go from there.
Here's an amazing story. Isabel Von Spruce is the leader of 40 Days for Life campaign in Birmingham, England. She's not a terrorist. She's the opposite. She's someone who prays a lot. Well, early this month, she was praying silently outside an abortion clinic in Birmingham. She wasn't yelling or carrying a sign or blocking the doorway or doing anything disruptive. She was just praying. Praying. Not to the government, to God. And that's not allowed anymore. So police approached her and arrested her and charged her with violating a public space protection order and committing, quote, antisocial behavior. And we're not making this up. It was caught on video here.
Okay, so again, this woman was arrested for praying silently outside of an abortion clinic in England. You just heard what Tucker Carlson said they cited her with. This is unbelievable. But again, these are the laws that we've been warning you about that are coming. And I know this is just the United Kingdom, but don't listen, guys, it's coming to America. Trust me. It's coming, especially if this election goes in a particular direction, this is coming a lot sooner than you think.
Here it is.
What are you here for today?
Physically, I'm just standing here.
Okay. Why here of all places? I know you don't live nearby.
But this is an abortion something.
You praying?
I might be praying in my head,
out loud. She said, I'm praying in my head, but not out loud. She's not even praying out loud. She's not being disruptive or anything of that matter. She's just praying in her head, not out loud.
So I'll ask you once more, will you voluntarily come with us now to the police station for me to ask you some questions about today and other days where there are allegations that you've broken public space?
Now, I know this may be hard for you guys to hear this, especially you guys listen by podcasts. They're now telling her, we want you to peacefully go with us to the police station where there are, quote, allegations that you've broken public space protection order.
If I've got a choice, then no.
Okay, well, then you're under arrest on suspicion of failing to comply with public space protection.
Okay, so she does not comply. She doesn't choose to go with him peacefully to the police station. So then she is arrested on suspicion of failing to comply with public spaces protection order. And this is the video of her being arrested. Wow.
Public spaces protection order. Isabel Von Spruce joins us tonight. Isabel, thank you so much for coming on. So
thanks for having
this
me.
Order is designed, the law is designed to protect public spaces from praying?
Really do.
Well, maybe if I could give a bit of background to this. So for 20 years or around that, I've been going outside abortion centres and praying there and offering help to women. I know, well over 100 women who've accepted our help and continued their pregnancies. But September this year, the local council in Birmingham brought in this censorship zone, this PSPO. Formerly, these were used for dog fouling and drunken behaviour and things like that. But they're now popping up around the country surrounding abortion centres.
Isn't that convenient? So this order is popping up all around England around abortion centers. Now, in the United States, guys, they're passing these laws around these transgender events as well. So if you go in anywhere in that proximity of that event and you protest it, you can be arrested for that. So this, again, this is seeping over into America as well. And I'm not sure if this type of law is already in place in America. To my knowledge, it's not. But I believe the language is there and the desire by certain politicians and those in power, they would love to have this in place. Again, quote, to protect the interest of, in this case, the abortion clinics.
And they ban behavior like protesting, but it also names prayer and counseling as forms of protesting.
Wow.
And so four times I went and stood near the closed abortion center and silently prayed there. And
it wasn't even open. It was closed.
As you can see, the police came and asked me if I was protesting, which I wasn't. They asked me if I was praying, and I said I might be silently praying. I was arrested. I was searched. I was locked in a cell. I was then interviewed or interrogated, however you'd like to see it.
What? Arrested, searched, locked in a cell, and interrogated over silently praying outside of a closed abortion clinic.
During which I was quizzed about what I was praying about. I was then released on bail and then subsequently charged on four counts of protesting and engaging in an act intimidating of service users.
Intimidating of service users. They weren't open. Who are you intimidating? Wow. You want to talk about abuse of the law. This is demonic, guys. Absolutely demonic. Guys, listen to me. The spirit that is behind abortion is the spirit of Moloch. This is a demonic spirit that was around in the Old Testament times, in the times of Jeremiah, that the Israelites partook of. They allowed their children to pass through the fire. It was demonic. It was a demonic practice targeting children. This same spirit is alive and well today, and it's in the form of abortion. Listen, I'm not going to skirt around this. We're not going to water it down. We're going to tell you like it is. And this is why this is absolutely demonic, and this is why they are going through these measures to protect this practice. And again, look what's happening here in America. What is the number one topic? What is the number one subject in this election? What is the number one thing that these Democrats are fighting for? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Don't be scared. This is not your channel. I'm not going to listen. You can comment in the chat. Okay. It's time we stop being cowards and lurking behind in shadows and speaking and not speaking up and raising up our voice.
So I now stand on trial on February the 2nd, supported by ADF UK, really for freedom of thought. And the concern is here in England that national buffer zones are now being discussed. So there's a possibility of every abortion centre in this country.
Every abortion centre in the country. National buffer zones. Let me know in the chat if you think this is going to come to America.
Having a similar zone around it. And obviously the implications of that are really concerning.
If you're arresting people for praying, you are committing an act of evil. It's not a close call at all. There's sort of no debate about that. And I would think that even secular people would recognize that. Did anybody, any prominent person, step forward to defend you?
I have had a lot of people who say they're pro-choice or that they support abortion, but they've also got concerns about this. And that in itself is very encouraging to hear. That it's not necessarily about people who support abortion or don't support abortion. This is more to do with freedom of thought here. It's even gone further than freedom of prayer. I mean, we all talk about the cancel culture and the concerns we have about people being cancelled, you know, speaking and public, maybe public speaking engagements. But to be arresting somebody for what they're thinking, it's just gone even a step further.
That's absolutely insane, guys.
It's actually quite surreal. That's the word I'd use to describe it. I mean, the amount of people who've used the word Orwellian to me to describe this, likening it to the 1984 novel. And it's really seemed like that to me from start to finish, and I wish it's not over yet, but it's just quite a surreal experience.
All right. And it just happened again, guys. This is an article from FaithWire, who's reporting this. Also, CBN News reported this. And I believe the Christian Post reported this. So this is making its ways. Christian man convicted for praying silently outside abortion clinic. Quote, all I did was pray to God. A Christian man in the United Kingdom has been convicted for silently praying just inside what has been dubbed a, quote, buffer zone at an abortion clinic in 2022. So this is 2 years old, but we're just now hearing about this. Adam Smith Connor, who's a British military veteran and a father of two, was sentenced Wednesday. So he was convicted 2 years ago, but apparently the sentence just took place. So everybody that wants to say, well, this is old news, because we get those comments, again, pay attention. Adam Smith Connor, a British military veteran, father of two, was just sentenced this past Wednesday to a two-year conditional discharge in order to pay more than, in U.S. dollars, it would be $11,500 in cost for simply praying outside of an abortion clinic.
But Lois, I want to come to you on this, because I think there may be people who are watching or listening and they're thinking, what is this PSPO? What are these buffer zones? You know, we don't quite have this, although there are some things happening in the U.S. right now that might mirror this in certain areas, or some attempts to maybe restrict protests or presence outside of clinics. But can you explain to us why these officers were able to come over under the law and say, hey, you can't be here, you shouldn't be doing that?
And this is important to educate yourself on this, guys, because again, notice how he said, we don't have this going on, but we've got other things similar to this. And again, you're going to see, I believe in the future, you're going to see the merging of this, and we're going to have this stuff here.
Absolutely. Well, listening to Adam's story there, you might think that you're listening to an extract from an Orwellian novel like 1984, but no, this is real. It's in 2023, and police did come over to check Adam's thinking and even ended up prosecuting him for such. The reason they were able to do this is because in five local UK areas, there has been implemented these, we call them PSPOs, and they have led to a buffer zone or a censorship zone around about the clinic. Quite commonly, it covers several streets ranging about 150 meters in circumference around the clinic. And in these zones, they ban what they say is the expression of approval or disapproval of abortion.
You already know the language in that, what that's for.
They list, this was brought in for ostensibly good reasons. The people who campaigned for it said that this was to end harassment against women. And if that's what these measures, these buffer zones did, then myself, Adam, ADF UK, we would all be for these things, because we all stand against harassment of women. However, this is not in reality what the buffer zones are doing. They're going much, much further to criminalize prayer, handing out leaflets about services available to women who are vulnerable and might want to learn about other options available to them other than abortion. And they criminalize, in Adam's case in Bournemouth, the PSPO buffer zone criminalizes even crossing oneself and reading scripture, various different expressions, basically, of the Christian faith.
Listen to that. Is that not chilling? any opposition, any opposing view, any disagreement with it. If you cannot tell me, guys, that we will not get to a place in the United States of America if certain powers come into play, certain powers get voted and elected into office or come into office, that anyone who speaks out against this practice here in the United States, and they're already demonizing people that oppose it. So, and I'm going to show you some stuff that's coming, the rhetoric coming from the Democratic Party about free speech and the Constitution and what they would like to have change and why. And all this is going to, this is all playing in together. We're trying to open your eyes, guys. That's what we do. News and headlines from a prophetic perspective. We're trying to show you this stuff.
If Adam had been standing there shouting about another social issue, for example, say climate change, that would have been perfectly legal under the law.
You know, for now it is.
He could express thought, opinion, agreement, disagreement with any other social cause. But because he was silently and peacefully thinking about abortion specifically,
this is insane. How can they distinguish that he was privately thinking about a certain topic? How can they convict you about your thoughts? This is absolutely insanity, guys. Insanity. This is 1984.
That empowered the local officers to be able to approach him, find him, and ultimately now take him to court.
All right, now we got another story here. A pastor was recently arrested after commenting on Islam and saying that sex is binary. He was arrested, held in police custody for 13 hours, and had his property destroyed. Let me say that again. A pastor who commented on Islam and stated that sex is binary based on the Word of God was arrested, held in police custody for 13 hours, and his property destroyed. Again, according to the report, this Christian pastor was arrested after he made comments again about Islam and the binary nature of sex while he was a street preacher outside of Bristol University. In response to a question from a Muslim member of the public, Dia Moodley said he believed there were differences between the moral standards of the God of Islam and the Christian God. During his preaching, he also expressed a belief that God made humans male and female and that this truth should not be denied. As a result of this, the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is supporting Moodley, said he was, quote, arrested and detained for 13 hours by Avon and Somerset police in March. The organization stated that Moodley was pushed off his short step ladder and had a sign snatched from his hands before being arrested by attending officers. Four of his signs were handed to staff at Bristol University, who disposed of them under the instruction of the officers. Reacting to the incident, Moodley said that, quote, two-tier policing is sadly not a fiction or some conspiracy theory. It is a reality that Christians in the United Kingdom have been experiencing for years. Quote, it shouldn't be for the state to decide which religions and ideologies must not be disclosed or critiqued in the public street. The result is the normalization of a two-tier society where some beliefs and ideologies are valued and protected while others are undermined and outlawed. The world is looking at the dismal state of free speech in the United Kingdom with shock. What happened to me reflects a wider trend of increasing state censorship in the United Kingdom and across the West. Wow. And again, it's important to note here that the United Kingdom, guys, has a huge Islamic population. So this should not come as a surprise to you. ADF United Kingdom is supporting Moodley in pursuing a complaint against Avon and Somerset police. He has already received an apology for the disposal of his signs. Again, this pastor, this preacher, the street preacher, was arrested, held in police custody for 13 hours, and then later had his property destroyed with the encouragement of the Somerset police, who is objectively appalling. Nobody should be subjected to this discriminatory treatment for peacefully and lawfully sharing their core beliefs, according to his lawyer. Quote, in this case, Pastor Dia was himself a victim of crime, including assault, aggressive harassment and criminal damage, and yet perversely, he was the one treated as a criminal for peacefully exercising his fundamental rights. Now, again, I believe it's only a matter of time. I believe the sands of the sands in the hourglass are at the very bottom. They're running out. It's running thin. The time is clicking away. We're in the last hour, the last minutes, the last seconds. I believe, guys, that America's sovereignty, or I should say the West, and our freedoms are quickly being stripped away from us. And I want to show you this. This is the tail end of this podcast. Again, I don't want to keep you long on this particular update, but I want to show you this. This is very alarming, and to say the least. Listen to this. This is the report. John Kerry recently stated that the First Amendment is a, quote, major block to stopping disinformation. He went even further to says that he hopes to implement a change to that. Now, remember, we've pointed this out multiple times. The World Economic Forum has stated that the greatest threat to humanity in the next 2 years is not climate change. It's not disasters. It's not war. It's not upheaval, political upheaval. It's misinformation and disinformation. And John Kerry is yet another puppet of this. And I want to read to you what he stated here. This is from faithwire.com. Democratic politician John Kerry described the First Amendment as a major block to the federal government stopping what it deems to be, quote, disinformation, and suggested that he hopes should progressives retain control of the White House. You better keep this in mind. Listen, I don't care what you think about me, because we are not a 501c3. So I'm not held hostage to the government on what I can say, what I can express, and what I can do. We pay taxes out of this ministry. Okay, we're not a 501c3. But you better remember this right here. Christians, if you're among the 30 million plus that says, "Well, I'm not voting. I'm not even going to show up, or I'm going to do something even more stupid and go to the ballot and write in Jesus at the polls on the ballot and cast my vote for Jesus Christ. He's not running for office." Here is John Kerry telling us, guys, that the First Amendment is a major block to the federal government from stopping what they deem as disinformation, and that he says it should the progressives retain control of the White House, they will, quote, implement change. How much plainer do you need it? They're not hiding their agenda anymore. They're not hiding their agenda anymore. The former Secretary of the U.S. Department of State made the bold declaration recently during a session of the World Economic Forum. There you go. This guy's part of the same elite group. Focused on green energy, and right around the 45-minute mark, Kerry's remarks came in response to an audience member who asked what the federal government can do to push back against those who call the legitimacy of climate change into question. Stop. Now, we just talked about them trying to silence people who oppose abortion. It's only going to be a matter of time, guys, that if you deny climate change, you oppose it, you disagree with it, you don't go along with the narrative of climate change, and you call it into question, then you are spreading disinformation. And someone in the audience actually asked this man, "What is the federal government going to do to stop the opposers, the deniers of climate change?" And here is Kerry's response, quote, "You know, there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have some accountability on facts and et cetera," he said. "But look, If people only go to one source and the source they go to is sick and has an agenda, yeah, and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to be able to just, hammer it out of existence. He then admitted that his hopes are that Democrats succeed this November in the presidential election. Why? So, quote, "So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change." What is that change, you ask, ladies and gentlemen? To, again, remove that pesky stumbling block out of the way, that major block to disinformation, which is the First Amendment of the Constitution. Quote, "The problems posed by the freedom of speech and of the press are unique to democratic system because there is no singular truth arbitrator." He seemingly suggested that should be the role of the federal government led by the Democratic Party. What? Let me say that again. This man is telling you that the Democratic Party should be the one who determines what is truth and what is not. Not the Constitution, not these amendments. The dislike of an anguish over social media is just growing and growing. It's part of our problem, particularly in democracies in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. The referees we use to have to determine what is a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of been eviscerated to a certain degree, and people go and self-select where they go for their news, for their information, and then you get into a vicious cycle. He went on to say that, quote, "Democracies around the world now are struggling with the absence of a sort of arbitrator, and there is no one who denies what facts really are. If we could strip away some of the fear-mongering that's taking place and get down to the realities of what's here for people, this is the biggest economic opportunity." Translation, if we could just silence the opposing voices, the conspirators, the adversaries who have an opposing view of all of these main issues of the Democratic Party. These are the stumbling blocks and the hindrances. And if we could just win the election next month, we can fundamentally change the Constitution and remove that stumbling block. And then, you know what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? If that happens, then what we just reported about in the United Kingdom will be right at your front door in America. And you can take that to the bank for sure. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com, guys. Again, if you don't have our app, please go to your Play Store, download it today. It is absolutely free. Just hit yes to push notifications. Again, Apple, Android, get it today. Keep up with all of our breaking news, headlines, and everything like that. And always, guys, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, all of the above, we would love for you guys to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can give several different ways. You can give electronically through the app, through the main website. If you're watching by YouTube today, right up there at the top of this in the chat or on the comments, it says support in bold letters. You can click on that link as well. And of course, if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do it right there in front of you at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, we appreciate you taking the time out today to be a part of this quick update. We'll be right back here tonight. Don't miss it tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, I'm going to talk about some people never heard about this, so this is why we're going to talk about this. Did you know that in history, a noon, 12 o'clock, 1 hour prayer meeting turned into a major move of God you ready for this? Not in the South, in New York City. So we're going to dedicate tonight's 8 p.m. slot, and we're going to talk about that tonight. It's going to build your faith, show you the importance of prayer, and how just a regular prayer meeting, a one-hour prayer meeting of people that are devoted of seeking God can, come on, transform an entire city, a community, a state, and then eventually spill out to a nation and become a great awakening. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Again, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here, same time, same place, same channel. So until then, we pray that you have a great day. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.